Brett Michelson, girls chase boys, Playhouse in the morning. Y94 is the number one hit music station. Good morning. Zero and Rad in the Playhouse today. Audio of our special guest host, friend of the day yesterday, Shauna Olson, online at y94.com in the podcast, where you find all kinds of audio from the show. Just scroll down to quick links and click the Morning Playhouse at y94.com. So we have talked about several times here on the Playhouse bad human names for like babies, bad baby names. But something that I think gets forgotten, bad pet names. Some people are just a little bit odd, lazy, strange in their naming of pets. Would like to hear the bad pet names that you've seen and heard of. At 2378, you can text 35270, tweet us, Facebook, whatever. Now, there's a couple just in my neighborhood alone, including the cat. The cat is actually named the cat.
Really?
Hey, meet the cat. What's his name? The cat. They call it the cat. But recently, what made me think of this, new dog in the neighborhood, a black lab named Dumbass. Dumbass is the name of the dog. And I thought they were kidding when they were yelling, come here, dumbass. And no, that's actually what they named the dog. And who are you, Red Foreman from that 70s show? What is the bad pet name you've heard of? Rad, have you experienced any?
There's a few different ones, because we had in our neighborhood a cat that was just named Spam.
Like the canned meat?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know, because it's a, kind of a coloration thing, because it's almost blonde and red at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So somehow it just kind of works out, but I couldn't imagine, like, I'm just going to name my animal Spam.
Spam! Sit, Spam! Sit! Come on, Spam! Bad pet names, 2378, so you can text 35270. What was the bad pet name you know about? Hi.
My friend, she named her cat Tyrannosaurus, like the dinosaur, but it's a tiny, fluffy, cute little white cat.
So it's a little white cat named Tyrannosaur. I like it just because it's ironic, I guess. It doesn't make sense.
It'd be better if it had a huge head and tiny little front feet.
I'm kind of awkward. I got like CeeLo Green issue going on here. Rats of those texted bad pet name.
I have a dog named Tag. Boxy. He was a boxer. Another says, my sister has a mini Yorkie and she named her Martha Stewart after the cook.
No, really? I thought it was named after the other Martha Stewart.
We let our daughter name our cat. Probably not the best decision because she ended up as Count Flufferton.
Count Flufferton?
That's kind of awesome.
I do think that is a kind of an interesting element. If there's like a reason for the name, you know, did the kids pick it? Like, what is the reason they got this really strange name? Like, now I wish I know why. Why did that cat name get Tyrannosaur for a name? That is weird. 2378, so you can text 35270. The strange pet name. Maybe it's your pet, maybe it's somebody else's. And Clean Bandit is next.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Check it out!
Y94.
Clean Bandit. 7:12 in the morning. That's Rather Be. 50 degrees here at the Playhouse Studios. Y94 is the number one hit music station. Partly sunny and 73 is what you have to look forward to this afternoon in the Red River Valley. At 237, it's you can text 35270. Pop on that Playhouse Facebook page. Certainly tweet us at Y94Playhouse discussing bad pet names. We can talk about weird baby names till the cows come home. Let's talk about strange pet names. Rat, some of those texted ones.
We had a rat terrier mom called Little Bits. Jack the Wonder Cat. She was a girl. Another says, a friend of mine in college had two cats, one named Hot Ham, the other named Cheese. Together, they were Hot Ham and Cheese. Another, our dog is General Sparky. We are a military family. A kitten is Felix Thunderpaws. My kids thought it fit because he has white paws.
Felix Thunderpaws.
That's awesome.
Bad pet name, what you got?
My mom named her black lab Bob Saget.
Bob Saget, the black lab. Now, why wouldn't you name a pet after Bob Saget? I mean, if you're going to choose a celebrity, it has to be the Saget.
Well, I had so many years of voicing animals. on America's Funniest Home Videos, so it's very appropriate.
It was always the same voice,
yes, it
though.
Was.
You ever watch like reruns of America's Funniest Home Videos or look at it at YouTube or whatever? He does like the one voice in every video, and people ate it up. And I don't know. I'm not even sure I could do it if I wanted to, but it's just like a higher pitch of himself. It's just so uncomfortable. Well, look at me. I'm jumping from tree to tree. I'm a squirrel. That was Bob Saget on a, was it AFV? Is that what they call
yes.
it now? AFV to make it, you know, more hip. Bad pet names. Hi.
I've actually got a couple of them. One, when I was a kid, my like best friend's dog was named G-Dog, which I guess stood for girl dog. And also a friend now has a cat that he insists is a dog, and he calls it Puppy.
The cat is named Puppy.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Thank you. I like G-Dog and Puppy. I can dig it. Some more of those Texas ones.
Growing up, I had a collie named Trouble. When I was 7, we had a cat get abandoned on our farmstead, and I was eating yogurt when I found her. So naturally, I fed her the yogurt, and she liked it. So ever since then, she was named Yogurt and would actually come to the name. She lived more than 13 years. Somebody else said, my grandma had 3 cats named Boot, Scoot, and Boogie.
That's hilarious.
And also a goldfish named Kevin McAllister.
As in kid from Home Alone?
Yes.
Kevin McAllister? This is my goldfish, Kevin. I mean... 237, that's you can text, you go, because mom screams Kevin. 237, that's Texas 35270. The worst pet name you've ever heard of. Maybe it was your pet, maybe it was somebody else's. It doesn't matter.
The Playhouse in the Morning.
Y94.
Don't care.
719 in the morning. Y94, the number one hit music station where it's 50 degrees here at the Morning Playhouse Studios. Been chatting about bad pet names at 237 hits. You can text 35270. Inspired by a couple of my neighborhood, including The Cat. That's the name of this person's cat, is The Cat. And new to the neighborhood, a black lab named Dumbass. Apparently, Red Foreman is my neighbor. Red Foreman from That 70 Show is my neighbor. Your bad pet name, hi.
Yeah, growing up with a collie named Wino.
A collie named Wino. You know, because the dog was an alcoholic. Mm-hmm. And yours.
My brother had 2 rats growing up, and one was called Mama Duke, and the other was Sweet Bottom.
Sweet Bottom's the hairless rat.
Can you imagine, like, just somebody sitting there and all of a sudden, like, oh my God, that's a rat. No, that's Mama Duke. It's okay.
It's just Mama Duke and the Sweet Bottoms.
Sweet Bottom.
Some of those Facebook or text or tweet, whatever you got up there.
I had a cat named Stinky, and my roommate's cat's name was Britches. My fraternity brother has a cat named Miley. It was named after Wrecking Ball came out. My husband had 2 dogs growing up, one called Cinda and the other called Rella. When I was growing up, we had a cat named Whiskey and a dog named Garfield. Enough said. Also, our puppy got the name Disaster because everywhere he went, that is what he caused. Our dog got the name Ankles because he was a puppy and he would lick all of our ankles. Also, our new cat caused a debate. My son wanted to name him Al, but our daughter said it looked like he had a mustache, so his name became Mustache Al.
Mustache Al. This is our pet, Mustache Al. Your weird pet name. You got one?
I got 2 of them for you.
Okay.
The first one is Mailbox, and the second one is...
Wait, what? What is the second one?
Yeah.
Like a squeal?
No, like a kitty purring.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's not so much a name as it is a noise.
Right.
Okay. So you named your animal after a sound effect, essentially.
It's a quick way to make your neighbors think you're losing your mind.
Yeah. Well, luckily, and cat, I mean, if you keep it inside primarily, nobody else is going to hear you except for people in your home going, it's time for dinner. That'll get tiresome.
Or, oh crap, got out. You want to go find him?
Running up and down the street. Where are you? You end up in a padded room with a straitjacket on. What's going to happen to you? Your weird pet name.
I currently have 2 cats named Fatty and Stink.
Fatty and Stink?
That's what hilarious. Inspired those?
Well, when they were kittens, they actually they had really super long hair, and poor little Stink, he couldn't go to the bathroom, and it just would kind of hang there. Mm-hmm. So he became Stink, and the other one's just fat.
That's funny. Well, listen, we love it. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Just to clarify, did Stink get its name because it had, like, dingleberries?
Yes.
It was like, okay. Maybe a final run of the text, bad pet names.
We had a black cat named Tigger, a yellow lab named Odie, as in Garfield, another yellow lab named Oddie, a cat named Dot, and four goldfish named George, Paul, Ringo, and John. When she was little, my sister named one of our cats Beautiful Car. We lived on a farm and had lots of cats, so we just rolled with it. Somebody else says Peanuts the Shih Tzu. My grandma named her dog Spanky. We had two cats named Vern and Shirley. When I was 5, my mom let me name the cat, and the first thing that came to mind was Anchor. So that's what we called her. Ironically enough, she became very large. When my friend was 4, she named her pet cow 4. Also, I had a puppy when I was little who I named Brownie Spotty, a male cat named Aunt Fred, and a pansy female cat named Killer, and also Princess Kevin. He is a boy cat, but he acts like a princess.
Well, you have a real good one. You didn't get to slide in here. Certainly, it is posted on the Morning Playhouse Facebook page as well, so you can brag about your pet there. Iggy Azalea, Rita Ora, Black Widow in about 2 minutes. And right after that, going to have a little bit of wedding drama for a woman here in Fargo on the show.
The Morning Playhouse. Y94.